Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone today by the new mayor of Sonora, Matt Hawkins. We're talking about a number of issues going up for debate in the city of Sonora. Mayor Hawkins, the next thing I want to ask you about is another hot-button issue. The city of Sonora allows for medical marijuana sales through a permit program, and is there a chance that the council is going to look at possibly expanding that to recreational? So first off, if you can kind of explain what the current city situation is, what it has in place, and if there's going to be more looked at it down the road.
Okay, I guess I'll start off a little bit of the history and try to go through that pretty quick. Several years ago, it was during my first half of my first term, the mayor at the time, Connie Williams, had set up a marijuana task force committee. And basically what we were trying to set out to do was to figure out not only if due to the new cannabis laws, marijuana laws that have been pushed through in the state of California, to see not only how we would handle that, but what we could do with making any kind of legalization or illegalization, basically finding our bearings with this. And it took a lot of work. We met, I think, once every 2 weeks for a good while. And out of this came medicinal-only marijuana sales through a brick-and-mortar type shop. And what we agreed on at the time was if someone wanted to open up a shop that was doing medicinal only, medical only, inside the city limits of Sonora, that they would come to the city for a development agreement. And through this, we've gotten one shop who's, you know, there's always goods and bads, pros and cons of everything that is brand new. But there's a little shop set up now on Mono Way in an area designated where we can have this, and has done pretty well. You know, again, there's always issues when setting up anything that is brand new. But again, I want to reiterate that it has gone pretty well. This particular business owner communicates pretty well with our police department, definitely with City Hall, and has been, pretty good to deal with. So out of this, the state Bureau of Cannabis Control has, I guess in one way, shape, or form, has done some of their own type laws, and one of those is marijuana delivery. Originally, the city of Sonora, or any locality for that matter in the state, could say, you know, delivery is not available inside, you know, the city limits. Well, they went in and said, yes, it is. And that is with recreational. So recreational marijuana is coming to Tuolumne County, is coming to the city limits of Sonora, and we have zero control over it, zero oversight over it. What the city council has asked for is further direction to be able to allow recreational marijuana, just like there's during Prohibition, there was only medicinal alcohol that you could get from a pharmacist. Now there's recreational alcohol. It's the same way. There will be recreational cannabis if something is approved by the council. We've asked for something to come before us in a future meeting. And, of course, by law, with all of that, that it will definitely be a public meeting, public Zoom meeting right now. But basically we've asked for recreational marijuana to come before us and some manufacturing.
So that'll be something that's discussed via public hearing and then hashed out, and then a final decision will be made?
Yes, I'm sure it'll take some time. As with anything, this is not something that this council takes lightly. You know, as I've said publicly many times before, I personally do not drink, do not smoke. I've never used marijuana. My experience goes in with my stepfather years ago before he passed. He was having a tremendous amount of pain and was using Norco to relieve that pain. Well, it was destroying his kidneys. He started switching over to using marijuana, eating it, smoking it when he had immediate pain, and was actually able to wean himself off the Norco before he passed. And it realistically, it probably gave them an extra 6 months to live, and it was a positive thing at the time. But, you know, this is something that'll be very public. There are no backdoor deals or backroom deals, especially with this council. We have a very good council. So, yeah, it'll all require public input.
I'd like to also ask you a little bit. I've heard about the creation of a new social equity committee being developed by the city of Sonora. Can you explain a little bit about what this is?
So, it's no secret we're at where we're at. It has to do with the, the Black Lives Matter protest, the horrible, horrible incident that happened with George Floyd, but many, many others. And we had two council members come forward. And I just want to say that the horrible death of George Floyd, that was something that should never happen. And, it was just an awful thing. But basically, we had two council members, now Mayor Pro Tem Mark Plummer and then Council Member Colette Such. Each wrote a condemnation to be put forward for the city council to approve, and many in the public didn't feel that it went strong enough. And so out of that came a social equity committee. Originally, I had appointed both members to that social equity committee to basically further talk about race relations, bigotry, that sort of thing. And since then, Mayor Pro Tem Plummer has actually asked council member and former mayor Jim Garavina to be on this committee. He felt that maybe the city would be better served with those two instead of himself on that committee.
Okay. So that will they have other people on the committee as well being brought in and to decide like an action?
Basically, the direction we gave last council meeting was to have two council members, and then each council member would be able to appoint one person. Through this process, we're actually asking for people in Tuolumne County, not just the city of Sonora, but in Tuolumne County itself, to apply for this social equity committee. So there will be seven members. Each council member will appoint or basically put forth one person out of the application process. And applications will be able... be done online or, printed out online and then applied for at City Hall or turned back in through email.
And do you know at this point in time, this committee, are they just going to put together like a statement that says that, Sonora stands against certain things, or are they, doing other things? Do you know at this point?
Right now, the goals have not been put forth from the committee. They're working on there will be those goals worked on once the committee is formed. And I know that the meeting times haven't been set up because the mayor, myself, I haven't appointed the members of the different committees. The city has and is a part of over 20 committees that I know of. And it's interesting because every so often a new mayor will come in and find out that there's one committee that's been going, but nobody's met for, a year or two type of thing. So there are different committees, and those council members, Jim Garavina and Colette Such, want to find out what committees they'll be on first so they can get the meeting times right and see what works out for the public.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with the new mayor of Sonora, Matt Hawkins, on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.